This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, a little Zeppelin to bring you in for hour number three. Ben Schrober alongside. Pinch hitting for AMAC. Again, apparently I'm being blamed for everybody's car issues that after they work with me or associate with me, their car goes to hell in a handbasket. As Mad Max pointed out, he had issues. Linnell always has issues. God, Linnell has issues. And now AMAC, who's expected to be back tomorrow, but Ben Schrober doing a great job as always. Be kind to him when you call in, 301-230-0980. Strobes, do you need more time to make your executive decision, or have you made it?
Nope, I've made a decision.
We're not going to do it right now, but do you want to tease the audience? Do you want to wait? Do you want to deliver the goods now? What do you want to do?
I'll tease it for you right now. Let's just say you're going to hear from someone with a little bit of championship pedigree.
Ooh.
Somebody new to this defensive line. You'll hear from him.
Oh. He a hog. Just like that Cam Little guy. The 70-yard place kicker. Arkansas Razorbacks football. I hope they're good this year. I love Arkansas. I just want them to be good. I get excited when the Commanders sign anybody from Arkansas. Gives me a chance to rap with them. All right. Anyway, that's coming up. But first, the guy that has been steadily picking the New York Giants all offseason. So much so that if he's right and the Giants cover the 6.5, which is not that impossible to think, we're going to have to give him something as a beyond just an attaboy. Because I think a lot of people think the Giants suck and aren't going to be in that game. And I actually think they are going to be in that game, regardless of who plays at quarterback. It'll probably be Russell Wilson. But Jackson Dart, as we talked about yesterday, looked great. Jameis Winston looked good. I think this is a make or break year, clearly, for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. I like Tyrone Tracy, Malik Nabers. I mean, their offensive line for now is better. Who knows? We'll see. Their secondary revamped because God knows the kid from Maryland, Deontay Banks, stinks, or at least has. I think the Giants absolutely can cover. And I'll go one step further. The Giants, if they play well enough, can win in Landover, week one. If they play well enough. Not saying they will win. If they play well enough, if that pass rush, which is loaded for bear, gets home, which it certainly could. Yes, you got Laremy Tunsil. But man alive, you're not going to have Cosme, I don't think, at right guard. Left guard, you think, you hope? Brandon Coleman? Center, they're screwed. I mean, Tyler Biadasz is not great, but they are screwed if Tyler Biadasz gets hurt. I'm sorry. Their backup center, at least during camp, mostly Julian Good-Jones, almost every snap is high. Almost every snap is erratic and out of control. Not to mention, not exactly great.
Is he at least better than Michael Dieter?
The answer is no.
Oh.
At least based on what I've seen. All right, let's get to him. AA, MCO. What's up, Athen in Annapolis? How are you, pal?
I'm good, and I'd like to be wrong week one, but you know, I just, again, history of the team, head-to-head matchups, the division game, the desperation, the Giants are going to come out like the Patriots did the other night. That's why I see it being so close. But the other reason is, if you're not going to play in preseason, then you have to practice well. And as I said yesterday, I just don't believe this team has practiced hard during camp, at least. They might practice harder during the year, but, you know, you got Terry, who I don't think is a very good businessman. He should have renegotiated his contract after year three, probably cost himself about $20 million by not doing that. The next big news you're going to hear that's going to make everybody ooh and ah is going to be Terry unfollowed the team on social media. They'll let me jump out of my chair before that happens. But I think people are forgetting one particular thing. Noah Brown, while he may be an above average, like a B player, you know, I don't know what his injury is, but it's not good. And I think this is a thing that could linger into the season. And if Terry's not there week one, which Coach Sheehan thinks he will be, but I think it's 50-50, I think the Giants find a way to bottle up Debo. And then if you don't have Noah Brown there, or Noah Brown's at like a 75% or whatever he is, because we don't know his injury, we could have some serious problems. I think Noah Brown is a bigger wild card than most people give him credit for.
I mean, listen, it's possible. Possible. I'm not saying it's likely. I don't know that both Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown are not in the lineup week one. And if they're not in the lineup week one, there's a good chance they're not in the lineup week two because it's Thursday night quick turnaround. So they could be 0-2 out of the chute pretty easily.
Absolutely.
I don't think they're beating the Giants if they don't have Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. Again, I could be wrong. Lots of other things can happen. Turnovers, obviously, could change. Special teams, as we saw. But, you know, right now, Graham Gano ain't injured. Right now. Now, that could change, as it did before week two. But right now, all he's doing is booting mid-50s field goals.
And you think Malik Nabers hasn't thought about that week two drop last year, mm-hmm. that helped send the Giants season into a tailspin?
Correct.
Listen, I'm just saying, you know, is like I said yesterday, regardless of everybody calling in and Terry should get this, he should not get this, I hate sounding like a broken record. We are still feeling the effects of the Rivera era that was just complete F-minus for picking talent. And this is where you rely on people like Noah Brown and others to come in and step up. And if they're hurt, then you better find another way to move the ball, because otherwise, like I said, that Giants defense is going to come in here flying around like the Patriots were the other night. Desperate teams, like an animal backed into a corner. They're going to come out with an vengeance, like hellfire and brimstone. So I hope we're ready for it, because I just don't think we have had a stellar training camp so far. It's a lot of BS about contracts and other things with a guy that's faking an ankle injury so he doesn't have to pay $50,000 a day in fines, and the team colluded with him to do it.
Well said. Thank you, AA. Appreciate you as always, my friend. Always strong opinions. Always strong opinions from AA. You don't have to like them, But he's always putting it on the line. You don't have to like me, but I'm always telling you the way I see it. I mean, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. By the way, in case you think I'm being mean, Ben Standing, as, you know, professional as they come, mild-mannered, not overly agitated. You hear him all the time on the station. Headline, 11 minutes ago, at Ben Standing. Today was Jaden Daniels' worst practice I've covered. It wasn't all on him. And we've mentioned from the inter-squad scrimmage, defense dominating, yes. No Terry McLaurin, yes. No Noah Brown, yes. No Bill Merritt. Bill, I just call him. People seem to be calling him Bill Merritt. I mean, his last name's Krosky Merritt. I don't know why we just decided it's just Bill Merritt. He wants to be called Bill. That's it. Just Bill. Right? No Bill. No Noah Brown. But everyone else was there. Today was not a good day. Now, whether that's because the defense really came to play or the offense is just really, really, really out of sync right now, I don't know. I mean, I'll let others kind of determine that. But here's the thing that I keep circling back to. It is hard to play full speed, padded football when you can't even hit the quarterback and when you can't even really tackle. You can hit, but you can't even really tackle. It is hard to do that at a great level when you don't have that day in, day out. When you didn't play in the game, as 30 didn't, as the quarterback didn't, not his choice. This one is a coaching decision. But it is really hard to be a smooth, well-oiled engine. I know when I do a show for the first time in 4 or 5 days, you know, you take a weekend wrap around, whatever. Sometimes it takes me a while to settle down and to get the oil again running through the engine. And sometimes it never hits. Sometimes it just goes, right? And sometimes I hit my stride and, oh, okay, I remember what I do for a living now, right? And again, some of you might say that I'm a seized engine all the time. Gloom and doom. Mr. Negative, whatever. Annoying, loud, irrational, dumb, stupid. Strober, stop contributing to that online.
I didn't do anything.
I'm just teasing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some of you might think that about me. You're all wrong. I'm the smartest guy I know. We are ahead of the curve on this radio show all the time. We tell you things before they happen all the time. Nobody gives us any credit, but we tell you all the time. Way ahead. That is a strength of this show. Along with that personality, fire, brimstone, and energy. You know? They don't like that. They like to keep a lid on it. They like to duck the fire out. We don't do that. Again, it is hard to play well when you don't play football. Let's go to Steve in Columbia next up on the Team 980, and then we will get to the choice that Strober has made in less than 10 minutes. I think I know where he played last year. I know it wasn't here. But you said he's a past Super Bowl champion, right? I wonder who that is. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Steve.
Let me just say this. last call was interesting. Practice is what it is. It's practice. You want to, you know, make your mistakes there, have film, you know, evaluate players. So even your best players sometimes aren't going to practice well. I'm okay with trusting the way that Dan Quinn handles his starters. And I understand that you need to work on continuity and things like that. But as far as the Giants are concerned, yeah, it's a division game. And if the Commanders cannot beat them at home and don't have a sense of urgency for that game, then they don't deserve to win. And I just think they'll be ready for them. I don't have no fear of the Giants. The Giants haven't won anything in years. I don't care about this new revamped defense and Russell Wilson. They've seen them before. And I think our guys are better on the defensive side of the ball. And I think we'll be able to run the ball a little bit better. With or without Terry, I prefer to have him on the team because obviously he opens up a lot of things for a lot of other players. I don't know why they just chose to get rid of Zaccheaus because I think he's better than any of those guys like Osborne and
absolutely.
The other guys that they have.
Absolutely.
And I don't get why they let him go.
You know, we keep talking about it, right? You can't trust Noah Brown, one. And again, they let go of Olamide Zaccheaus, Diami Brown, which I understood. I understood. Even though he only got a one-year, $11 million deal, they weren't going to pay him that. Okay, whatever. Fine. The bottom line is they let go of Zaccheaus, Diami Brown, Jamison Crowder. They're playing all these games with Terry McLaurin, and essentially they trusted K.J. Osborne, who they re-signed, who couldn't even crack the lineup more than one time in like 10 games down the stretch, including the playoffs, who could not even crack the lineup one time. And counting on, again, Noah Brown to stay healthy, which he never has been able to do, and counting on Luke McCaffrey to be better in year two. And to me, that was a heavy risk, and it's something that we're not saying just today. We've been saying for a long time. To me, OZ, the guy you mentioned, Olamide Zaccheaus, was probably the most damaging of those losses that I just mentioned. So it sounds like in your eyes, too.
I agree with everything you say. Let me just say this to one last thing.
Yep.
I hear a lot of people on different shows, hosts, talk about, how, good and great Jaden is. And I'm one of his biggest fans. But I think it's naive to think that you want to rely that much on him if you don't have a competent receiving core. It's going to be too much pressure on him. That's just my personal opinion.
I appreciate you. Good call. Thank you, Steve. I mean, again, I still think the Terry thing will get resolved. Like, here's the deal. When they go to cut down the roster, it's the Tuesday. It's 2 weeks. Is today Tuesday? Right? Today's Tuesday, right? It's 2 weeks from today. After the Ravens game, they're going to have to make a decision on Terry. Do they transfer him to the PUP, the regular season PUP, which means I think he's got to miss three games? I think that's the rule now. They've changed the rule so many damn times. Do they do that? Does he get a new... It's four games? Okay, I thought they had changed it to three games. Do they do that? Do they not put him on season PUP and clear him? And then basically make him make a decision?
Don't we get to a point, though, where the team is going to require him to go through a physical in order to be on the PUP?
I mean, I presume, right? Again, don't know 100% the rules. I presume if you're on preseason PUP, you have to at least get a definitive medical diagnosis. I would assume, if not a physical, in order to be transferred to the season PUP. And if this is a quote-unquote fake ankle injury, like everyone seems to think it is, and I'm not calling it fake. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any obvious evidence of it, but I haven't seen him run either. I haven't seen him play football. I haven't seen him cut, so I don't know. And Terry's not talking or giving any details about it. It's like something has to happen. Push is going to come to shove 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst case scenario is if they make him go through a physical and they determine that they can't put him on the season PUP, either he'd file a grievance with the team or the team would file a grievance with him.
That's what I mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
That could be the next step. And people don't want to hear this, right? Terry could file a grievance. The team could file a grievance, just like what you said. I think we said this yesterday, or maybe it was Friday. I can't remember. One of the days. Absolutely, that can happen. Or they could sign him to a new contract. Or Terry could decide, all right, you know what? I tried. I did everything I could. I'm just going to report and play out the final year. Or they could give him a sweetener to this year, you know, boost up his mm-hmm. guaranteed money and whatnot in lieu of a contract and try again next offseason or try again during the season or whenever. There's multiple options.
I think what you just said is the end game for this.
The sweetener?
I don't see him signing the extension. I think he gets the sweetener and he plays, and I think the team tags him. So that way, it almost works out as a win-win, and maybe it even works out in Terry's situation because I'd have to really get the numbers. What is the franchise tag number? Like 33, 34 million?
Well, I believe it's projected next year. Projected. Yeah.
What is it
projected to be about $29 million.
$29 million.
And then $33 million. But again, remember, that is also in relation to the top five contracts and however they do that, and also mm-hmm. related to the salary cap, which we don't even know what the salary cap is going
to
be.
But the way it's trending, it goes up, and the receiver market continues to go up, so that probably favors Terry McLaurin right there. So if they can sweeten his deal and get him to play on that and then tag him next year, I don't think McLaurin would be too upset about that.
I think he would, because I think he realizes that the questions would never stop, and the like lack of trust, the lack of belief, the lack of faith long term would really agitate him, because Terry is such a good dude, but he's prideful. He's stubborn, you know, just like a lot of people are. I mean, if you call out my integrity, if you think that I'm a horrible person because you disagree with my sports opinion, my stupid sports opinion, that bothers me. That eats away at me. I don't mind if you disagree or if you see something a different way. Whatever. That's part of it. When you call out my integrity and say, you know, that you're lazy or you're ignorant or you're worse or whatever, that bothers me. I could see where Terry would, like, if they do it, you know, and again, they would have to agree to the sweetener, right? And that would have to be folded in. Here's another thing that doesn't come up very often. I brought it up a couple of times, but again, should be pointed out. Next year, regardless of what happens with Terry, if he's on the franchise tag, they also, in addition, owe an extra $5.6 million in dead money against the cap next year from the voidable year of the current contract. Meaning the contract is up after this year, but it was originally written as a four-year extension, with 2026 being a void year. Well, what they do is, because they spread out the prorated signing bonus, in this case, it's $5.6 million every year against the cap. Next year, if Terry's on our franchise tag, say $29 million, well, actually the number is more closer to $35 million. If Terry's not here, they still owe $5.6 million in dead money. If Terry is under a renegotiated, re-extended, whatever contract that makes both sides happy, presumably, and say the cap number next year is $26 million, you got to add another $5.6 onto that. So they don't have the big advantage that a lot of teams have in terms of doing an extension. And those advantages are becoming less and less and less because of the void year concept that the NFL has really gone in vogue with over the last, I don't know, 5 to 8 years, somewhere in that range. It's taking away. Like, again, Kirk Cousins last year, if he would have gone back to Minnesota before going to Atlanta, it was going to cost whatever the cost under the cap was for the contract, the new contract, but it was also going to cost like $28 million worth of dead money from the void year of the expired contract. People don't realize this. And it's prohibitive. And people should realize that Terry McLaurin, no matter what happens next year, is going to cost an extra $5.6 million under the cap, whether he's here or not here, whether he's on a franchise tag or not, whether he's on a reworked deal or an extended deal or not. Think about that. People don't want to think about that. That's the reality. On the Team 980, we continue along. Dietrich Wise. Dietrich. I keep saying Dietrich. Dietrich Wise of the Washington Commanders, former Super Bowl champion, former New England Patriot, joins us next for a couple of quick minutes on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Strobes made an executive decision. I told you I talked to Jacob Martin after practice, new defensive end Edge, who's had a pretty decent camp, pretty good camp. I think will be better than most people realize. And Dietrich Wise today after the defense absolutely kicked the Commanders' offense ass, both first and second units. So I caught up with Wise, the former Hog, the former New England Patriot, the Super Bowl champion, and what he's bringing to the table. Quick 3 minute or so conversation right here, right now on the Team 980. So, all right, let's do that again. So we're going to do the Dietrich Wise one, right?
Yeah, Trubbs? Give me one. So the thing I downloaded from you on Dietrich Wise, I downloaded it, and I guess it was the Jacob Martin one.
Oh.
So
okay.
Let me double check.
Maybe I sent the wrong file. I don't know. We were having a little bit of. You want to do Jacob Martin?
We could just do Jacob Martin.
Let's do Jacob Martin. Let's have a frickin' party, man. Jacob Martin, right now. This is radio, live radio, people. We don't script things. Not very cool. We do not script things. Unbelievable. Jacob Martin, the new pass rushing defensive end, Edge of the Washington Commanders. All right, that is Jacob Martin, new defensive end, Edge, pass rusher for the Washington Commanders coming over from the Chicago Bears. I think if you get, you know, Jacob Martin might be able to get 5 or 6 sacks in this on this team. Again, he is not going to replace Dante Fowler by himself and what they got from Jonathan Allen as well, because those were two departures. But between he, Von Miller, Kinlaw, hopefully you get a lot more out of Daron Payne, who's had a good camp by everybody's standards. Whatever they get out of Javonte Jean-Baptiste, maybe a little bit more out of Dorrance Armstrong. Who else am I forgetting? I don't even know if Eddie Goldman's going to make the roster. I hate to say that, but nice guy, but I don't know if he's going to make the roster. You get the point. They'll make up for the 13 and a half sacks, whatever it was, that they subtracted in the departures of Dante Fowler and Jonathan Allen. I believe they will between Von Miller, Jacob Martin, again, Kinlaw, JJB in his second year, and maybe more different. I think they'll be fine.
Let's not forget, Rooster, that Fowler went from a guy whose career high, I think, before Washington was 5 sacks, if I'm not mistaken, and then he went to 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, schematically, if it makes sense for him as a situational pass rusher, why can't a future Hall of Famer like Von Miller do something similar? Maybe 10.5 sacks.
I thought it was 8 sacks, but maybe I'm wrong. I can't remember. I'd have
10.5 sacks would be very ambitious for Von Miller, but 7 or 8 would be great.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and obviously the key to all of these guys is staying healthy, which we can't possibly predict. Von Miller has had a couple of leg injuries over the last 5 years, so, you know, again, something to keep in mind. But I think Martin probably could be kind of an unheralded addition. Unheralded? Yeah, I think that's the right word. All right, we're way late for a trending alert. We will do so right here, right now. And then we'll come back and wrap up the show. Still to come, Dumb Dumb of the Day. Stay tuned on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders had an inter-squad scrimmage today. The Burgundy and Gold Battle of the Brotherhood between the team, splitting it up with the extra time to prepare for the Cincinnati Bengals this Monday night at Northwest Stadium in preseason game number 2. It did not go well for the offense, as we've been telling you about. In any way, the big story is not what happened on the field, but what happened on the sideline. Terry McLaurin was out there for the entire practice and was spotted talking. Don't know about what with Adam Peters. We will see where it goes from here. Meanwhile, the Commanders' Week 2 opponent on Thursday night in Green Bay, the Packers, we're going to be without Jordan Love for the rest of the preseason. He is expected to be back for Week 1 against Detroit and then presumably Week 2 against Washington, but he had a left thumb, that's his non-throwing hand, procedure to repair some ligament damage in there. Meanwhile, from baseball, the Nationals lost last night to the Kansas City Royals in the series opener. They'll try it again tonight. 7:40, 7:10 the pregame over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. It'll be Mitchell Parker against Michael Wacha of the Royals. Again, 7:40 there. Major League Baseball setting the World Series to start on October 24th, dropping a plan that would potentially see them moving up the series to an earlier date, as what happened last year. And Game 7, if it were to go to a Game 7, is now scheduled for November 1st. So again, the Fall Classic could go as long as November 1st, which it has done several times over the last 12 or 13 years. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, wrapping up shop here on a Tuesday. We'll be back with you, of course, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. No Commanders practice tomorrow. Thursday, I'm not sure what time they're practicing. I'm not sure if it's back to 9 o'clock in the morning yet. They haven't sent out the schedule yet. But if it's at 9, I'll be there. Actually, you know what? I might not be able to be there. I've got a doctor's appointment at 10:45, so I might have to go to a portion of it and then leave. I don't know. You know, life gets in the way, man. Life gets in the way of doing the job. But hope you enjoy Jacob Martin. Again, I think he'll be a nice little addition. Somebody that nobody's really talking about, but definitely, as you heard, bulked up and changed his workout regime this offseason. That'll be like music to the ears, I presume, of Craig Hoffman, and started working out a lot earlier and says he feels a lot stronger. A lot quicker, a lot more durable, what have you. And I don't know, at least talked a good game in terms of, you know, maybe having a career breakout year. Again, that could be 6-7 sacks, whatever, for the Commanders. Who knows? Maybe it's more. Maybe they stepped into something. I have no idea. We'll see how it plays out. But if you missed it, you can check out the podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast, including the always free Odyssey app, where every show, every hour, every segment is available for you on demand. Again, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day, and sports gambling once again getting in the way. Getting in the way. We've seen a couple of Guardians pitchers. My son's friend asked me earlier today, what I thought about the Cleveland Guardians, because they're based in Canton, Ohio, and he's a big Guardians fan. I said, well, Joe, I said, I don't have a lot of time to watch the Guardians. I said, but here's what I know. Two of their players have been suspended probably forever for gambling, including their closer. That's not a good sign. Not a good sign. Can we please stop being stupid in this country? Can we please? I mean, it's not a lot to ask. It's not that hard to be use a little bit of common sense. It's not that hard.
What would you do for your final segment then?
Well, that is true. That is true. It's a good point.
You'll never run out of content for Dumb Dumber Today.
No, I depend on stupidity. You're right.
But
that's a good point.
It's never going to run out.
Yeah. The Guardians, by the way, are 61-56, so they are still very much in the thick of things. And they take on the Marlins tonight, who are themselves 57-61, and have obviously played better than most people anticipated, but they are without one of their starting pitchers and their closer because of gambling allegations and investigations and suspensions. You know, everybody cares about whether they get paid. I don't give a rat's ass whether they get paid or not. You're just costing your team. You're hurting your team. But anyway, we will have something on that coming up for you in just a wee little bit. We gave you the Nationals news earlier about some of the promotions from Talk Nats that they had. So I just wanted to make sure, in case you missed that, that was right around 2:30. And again, Evan Petrie, who is the second round pick, the big power bat that we've talked about a lot. Again, Strobes, you called his Cape Cod League games last year. He is getting promoted to Single A Fredericksburg, so he'll be only about a 3.5-hour drive down 95 away for you to head down to Fredericksburg and watch the Fred Nats.
Easy drive. 3.5 hours in the DMV is nothing.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. And Alex Clemmie is getting promoted to Double A. So those were the two big headline things there. Also, in addition to everything that we've kind of covered already on this show, and maybe we'll do more of this tomorrow because I know everybody was doing it. So, you know, I hear these things and I'm like, yeah, everyone's talked about this nonstop. Mike Sando of The Athletic has his annual quarterback tier rankings. Jaden Daniels got put into the second tier. Apparently, this is with general managers and whatnot. And a lot of people thought, oh, like, he'll be in tier one as soon as he proves it, like halfway through the year or whatever. Listen, I don't think it's an insult or an embarrassment to put Jaden Daniels in, again, tier two by any stretch. You can make an argument that he belongs in tier one, but some are not going to want to hear this. Again, the league made some adjustments, or C.J. Stroud didn't make enough adjustments, whatever. He struggled in the regular season last year. Now, he played pretty well middle of the second quarter on against the Chargers in the first playoff game. Not great by memory in Kansas City for the playoff loss. But there's a chance that Jaden Daniels regresses this year. There's a chance. I hope not, but there's a chance. I hope not, but especially with some of the things that we've talked about, if you factor in that teams have more tape, more data, more time to study, more trends, more whatever, and if he doesn't have Terry for any period of time, and Noah Brown, again, always injured. So we just have to kind of wait and see, obviously, on Jaden Daniels and whether he can overcome all of that. Everybody thinks he's just going to push the easy button and do it all by himself again. I don't think it works that way. Now, again, I expect Terry McLaurin to be there, but, you know, we don't know if Terry McLaurin gets hurt. Who knows? And again, You can't count on Noah Brown because he's never on the field. And so far, nobody has stepped up. Jalen Lane's got impressive speed. That doesn't mean he's a great receiver. Luke McCaffrey is still trying to figure out his way. Ben Sinnott's still trying to figure out his way. There's been flashes. What happens if Zach Ertz is only available for 10 games this year instead of the 20 that he played in last year? What happens? So we will see. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a final timeout. Come back for Dumb Dumb of the Day. This way we can turn it over to Craig on time as he takes you home on a Tuesday afternoon right here on the Team 980 on your radio, all throughout the DMV, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us for Dumb Dumb of the Day next. Oh, it was a good time for Billy Joel, even though he's not touring because of some health issues. Always great to fire up one of the greats. All right, you know what time it is before we turn it over to Craig Hoffman. It is that time of the day where we celebrate the, well, the stupidity of America. Yes. College football right around the corner. Oklahoma's supposed to be good this year. Right? They are a top 15 team, I believe. Well, their starting quarterback, John Mateer, had apparently screenshots of past references to sports gambling on his Venmo account that surfaced publicly on Monday. But he denied ever gambling, ever being involved with gambling, saying instead today that it was inside jokes with his friends. Oklahoma school officials are aware of the case. They are looking into the situation, according to ESPN. They are doing an investigation. He said, Mateer, the starting quarterback for the Sooners, quote, "The allegations that I once participated in sports gambling are false. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. I have never bet on sports. I understand the seriousness of the matter, but recognize that, taken out of context, those Venmo descriptions suggest otherwise. I can assure my teammates, coaches, and officials at the NCAA, I have not engaged in any sports gambling." So the screenshots that came up and that surfaced last night were in memos for transactions on November 20th of 2022 when he was at Washington State. Supposedly, both of the transactions were made through a Venmo account for a guy named Richard Roten, who was believed to be a teammate at Washington State at the time. As you know, college athletes are prohibited from betting on any sport offered by the NCAA, with penalties up to a loss of eligibility. OU Athletics said they take it seriously. They were unaware of any NCAA investigation and no reason to believe there is one pending. Again, he was the number one overall player in the portal rankings. He transferred to Oklahoma from Washington State this season. 3,139 yards passing, 29 touchdowns last season in his third year with the Cougars. Again, they are ranked 18th is Oklahoma, and they open up against Illinois State at the end of the month. So where does that leave us? Well, here's where it leaves us. You've now said on the record that you never bet on sports. We better not find out that you bet on the NFL. Never mind college athletics there, pal. Two, you know there are going to be, again, internet sleuths, Oklahoma officials, NCAA. Now that this has become a public thing, they are going to come after you. You better not have done this and then done a song and a dance. But until, that's right, in the court of law, in the Rooster court of law, you are guilty until proven innocent. Until you prove your innocence, John Mateer, you are a big old dum-dum. Sorry, you are. Don't mess around. If you're an athlete, don't gamble at all. They're going to find you. Don't gamble on an NFL facility. Don't gamble on vacation. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Just as the Cleveland Guardians pitchers and staff found out and everything else. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Mr. Stroper, Ben Stroper, doing a great job as always. Thanks to Jacob Martin from the Washington Commanders. Tomorrow, Dietrich Wise will get that straight, will join us for a couple of moments. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. He'll join you for the next couple of hours right here on a Tuesday on the Team 980. Again, if you missed any of the show, check out the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.